In Texas, a state appeals court has issued a stay of execution for a death row inmate. Napoleon Beasley was just hours from his scheduled death last night when the court acted. Mr. Beasley was 17 when he murdered John Luttig 7 years ago. The case has renewed criticism of states that apply the death penalty to teenagers. Texas is one of 5 states that allows 17-year-old offenders to be put to death. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
In April of 1994, Napoleon Beasley was riding around with 2 friends in Tyler outside of Dallas. They spotted a Mercedes-Benz being driven by 63-year-old John Luttig. They followed Luttig home, and when he pulled into his driveway, Beasley shot him twice in the head. Then all 3 drove off in Luttig's car. Last night, Beasley was to pay for that crime with his life. The U.S. Supreme Court had denied him a reprieve. 3 of those judges recused themselves because they knew the victim's son, who was a federal judge. But after a last-minute appeal was submitted by Beasley's lawyers, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals issued a stay. Beasley was only 17 when he committed the crime. This fact has led many to criticize the state for trying to execute him. Beasley's attorney, David Botsford.
People under the age of 18 aren't fully matured and shouldn't fully bear the brunt of some of their irrational acts.
Anti-death penalty groups and the European Union opposed the execution. Texas Governor Rick Perry's office received hundreds of letters, emails, and faxes urging him to issue a stay. But Smith County Prosecutor Edward Marty says Beasley's age should not be a consideration. At the 1995 trial, Marty says the 2 accomplices testified that Beasley instigated the crime.
He planned to kill somebody and get the car. That sort of planning is not a juvenile's act.
But now some of that trial testimony has been called into question. For example, according to a signed affidavit, the accomplices, brothers Cedric and Donald Coleman, have recanted some of their testimony. At trial, they said Beasley showed no remorse for his crime. But now they say he grieved over what he had done. Beasley's first appellate attorney, Robin Norris, says the Coleman's testimony most likely convinced the jury to hand out a death sentence.
Much of the testimony they gave reflected so badly on Napoleon's character and, in fact, made him out to be a bloodthirsty and unrepentant killer.
Norris says at the trial, the Colemans denied having cut a deal with prosecutors. But according to the affidavit, he says the Colemans did testify against Beasley in exchange for a life sentence. Norris says when he first took up the case, he suspected such a deal and told his investigator to look into it, but the investigator failed to do so.
The investigation that was conducted on my watch was inadequate to discover this startling evidence from the Colemans that some of their trial testimony was perjured and that they thought they had a deal with the district attorney's office.
Prosecutors deny such a deal was made. Edward Marty maintains Beasley should die for his crime. He says Texas is just one of many death penalty states that allows those who commit crimes while under 18 to be executed. Marty points out that in Texas, 17-year-olds are tried as adults.
Since you are an adult in Texas for criminal law purposes, you're subjected to the criminal code, and that if you choose to take this extreme action, that you should be subject to forfeiting your life or taking a life in the manner in which he did.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals will now determine not only if Beasley was denied adequate counsel, but what standards constitute acceptable representation. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.